A fishing float plops into blue water, creating ripples. A boy with a fishing pole dangles his foot and sits on a crescent moon among billowing white clouds. Words appear through the clouds. DreamWorks SKG. Rising up in the dark blue sky, DreamWorks Pictures presents The Sky Becomes Animated. On the purple blue sky, gold words appear. The Road to El Dorado
was built by the divinities, by gods who saw fit to bestow.
A rainbow from two gods falls to earth. From its ripples, plants sprout.
The gift of paradise, peaceful and harmonious, upon us may
God send a ray which turns the water to gold. The gold pours down a waterfall, then turns into a maze. Stepped pyramids rise from the deep blue water before a blazing sun. Foam churns at the base of a waterfall in a fountain. Words appear, Spain. 1519, a man on horseback scoops water into a footed cup.
Today, we sail to conquer the new world. For Spain. For glory. For gold.
Soldiers fire a salute. The horse rears, spilling water onto Cortez.
Activo, eyes forward.
He tosses the cup, which hits a wanted poster of two smiling men in an alley.
Seven!
All right! Yes!
Partner!
The men play dice.
Tons of gold for you.
Tons of gold for me.
Tons of gold for we.
One more roll!
Guys.
You're broke! You got nothing to bet with.
Oh, yeah? I got this.
A map?
A map?
A map of the wonders of the new world.
Wow. Let's have a look.
The blonde man scans the map.
Tulip!
Excuse us for one moment, please.
Tulip, look! El Dorado. The city of gold. This could be our destiny, our fate. Miguel, if I believed in fate, I wouldn't be playing with loaded dice.
Not at the face.
No.
I said
one more roll. My map against your cash.
All right, Pee-wee, you're on.
Not with those. This time we use my dice. Got a problem with that?
Tulio pockets his dice and makes a cutting gesture across his throat. The map joins a pile of gold coins.
Come on, baby, Papa needs that crappy map.
While Miguel serenades a brunette, Tulio holds the dice out to a woman who scowls and turns away. Tulio blows on them.
Stop it!
Show me seven!
Wide-eyed, Tulio, Miguel, and the man holding the map watch the last die spin to a stop. Next to one, show me three. It shows four. Tulio peeks from behind his hands.
Seven! All right! Seven!
Miguel snatches the map. Tulio scoops up the gold.
Nice doing business with you.
His dice fall and show seven. The loser pounds his fist, and the dice jump and show seven again.
I knew it!
Tulio retrieves the dice.
Your dice are loaded!
Tulio grabs Miguel's loot.
What? You gave me loaded dice?
Tulio points to Miguel. He turns and slams into the shiny breastplate of a soldier.
He gave me loaded dice!
Guard, arrest him!
You dare to impugn my honor? He was the one who was cheating!
Arrest him! He tricked these sailors and took their money!
Oh, now I'm the thief?
Yes?
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Oh, you better give him that money back or I'll...
He draws the guard's sword.
Hi-ya!
On guard yourself! I will give you the honor of a quick and painless death.
Tulio borrows a dagger.
Not with that.
Then wields a sword.
Fight fairly. Aha! Well, any last words?
I will cut you to ribbons.
Fool.
Such mediocre
mediocrity.
Let your sword do the talking.
I will. It will be loquacious to a fault.
Ha! Ha! Take that!
Yo, hops along tabletops.
You mincing, prancing. Quit! You fight like my sister.
I fought your sister. That's a compliment.
Blackguard, heathen!
Tullio slips on the roof tiles.
Not the face, not the face.
Miguel disarms Tullio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've decided it's a draw.
Thank you all for coming. You've been great. See you soon.
Adios!
They leap from the roof.
Congratulations.
No,
very good.
Steve, no, that was good.
Very good.
Into a corral. With a large black bull.
We should have kept our swords, eh?
Yeah. I've got a plan.
What is it?
You pet him.
Yeah.
And I'll...
Roar! Thanks a lot!
They race to a wooden wall and climb. The charging bull bursts through and they land in the street. The race resumes as the crowd surges forward. They eye the bull and retreat. The bull follows the pair down a cobbled street. Four guards block the way, swords drawn. Miguel and Tullio separate and dart into two doors, emerging behind their foes.
Bye, thank you!
The bull collides with the guards. Helmets and swords go flying. Down steps and up bags and crates they run. Grabbing clotheslines, they soar over guards with crossbows and sprint to a high wall. Below are two barrels of water.
I'll bet we can make that.
Two pesetas says we can't.
You're on! You lose.
Two coins flip into Miguel's barrel. They slide the lids on as a rope net engulfs them.
We're both in barrels. That's the extent of my knowledge.
They land on a ship. Both barrels are rolled to one side. The cork stoppers pop off.
Okay, Miguel, we gotta move fast. On three, we jump out and we head for the dock.
Good, good. Okay, excellent.
Right. One, two,
three. A trunk sits on the barrels.
Three.
People on the dock wave to the departing ship. At night.
You ready? Okay, one more. Let's go.
One, two, three!
The trunk is removed and they pop out grinning, lids overhead. The crew scowls at them.
Excuse us.
Okay, we're out of here.
Who ordered the, pickles?
They are clamped with iron cuffs to a wooden yoke.
Cortez.
My crew was as carefully chosen as the disciples of Christ. And I will not tolerate stowaways. You will be flogged. And when we put into Cuba to resupply, God willing, you will be flogged some more. And then enslaved on the sugar plantations for the rest of your miserable lives. To the brick.
All right. Cuba.
The flotilla of four ships, sails full and flags fluttering, forges on. Daytime. A man carries a bowl of red apples.
Hey, Altivo. That's not for you. You're on half rations. Orders from Cortez.
An apple falls through the grate onto Miguel's lap. Tullio beats his head against a wooden post.
So, how's the escape plan coming? All right.
All right, wait. I'm getting something. Here's the plan. In the dead of night, you and I grab some provisions, hijack one of those longboats, and then we row back to Spain like there's no mañana.
Back to Spain, yeah?
Yeah.
In a rowboat.
You got it.
Great. Sensational. And that's your plan, is it?
That's pretty much it.
Well, I like it. So, how do we get on deck?
In the dead of night, you and I grab some provisions, hijack one of those longboats.
Great.
Well, okay, what's your idea, smart guy?
What do you mean? Don't ask me that. You're the one with the plans. Wait, actually, I have an idea. Come on, give me a boost.
Hey, Altivo. Hey, Altivo. You want a nice apple? Come and get it. But you have to do a trick for me first. All you have to do is find a pry bar. A long piece of iron with a hooky thing at the end. Yeah?
Miguel, you're talking to a horse.
That's it, Altivo. Find the pry bar.
Yes, find the pry bar.
He can't understand pry bar. He's a dumb horse. There's no way.
A keyring lands at their feet.
Well, it's not a pry bar.
At night, Miguel gently closes the grate and creeps to a boat, while Tulio loads bags into it. Altivo pokes Miguel in the back.
Oh, Altivo. Oh, thank you, old boy. Listen, if we can ever return the favor.
For Pete's sake, go. He's a ruthless war horse, not a poodle. Come on, we'll bless you to death. Adios.
Miguel salutes and drops over the side into the lowering boat.
Shh, shh, shh. Quiet, please. What's the matter with him? Oh, he wants his apple. Well, give it to him before he wakes up the whole ship. Fetch.
Tulio throws an apple. It bounces off a sail by a sleeping sailor, careens from a yardarm onto a telescope, and over the side. Altivo follows the apple. Miguel dives in. The boat hits the water.
Hang on! I'm right here, old boy! Have you lost your mind? Help is coming!
A ship plows into the boat, capsizing it. The three emerge inside.
Loop the rope under the horse! Yes!
Rope in hand, Miguel swims under Altivo and climbs onto the overturned boat. He pulls Tulio up.
On the count of three! Pull back on the rope!
What?
Three!
Another ship's wake spills over them. Miguel and Tulio fall off the tilting boat. They surface clinging to a box. Altivo rests upside down in the righted boat.
Tulio! Hey, it worked!
They climb aboard.
Hey, did any of the supplies make it?
Well, yes and no.
Altivo munches in the bow.
Oh! Great!
Tulio, look on the positive side. These things can't...
Excuse me, were you going to say worse?
No.
No?
No.
You sure?
Absolutely not. Okay. I've revised that whole thing.
Yeah. We're at least in a rowboat.
We're in a rowboat. Exactly. Miss nothing.
A phalanx of shark fins follow. They row while Altivo sits in the stern. The water darkens. They surf down a thundering wave. A bedraggled seagull collapses onto the tiller. A shark chomps the bird. The sun blazes white hot overhead. Miguel and Tulio row in a circle.
Tulio, did you ever imagine it would end like this?
The horse is a surprise.
Any regrets?
Besides dying? Yeah. I never had enough gold.
My regret, besides dying, is our greatest adventure is over before it began, and no one will even remember us.
Well, if it's any consolation, Miguel,
made my life an adventure.
And if it's any consolation to you, you made my life rich.
The boat stops moving. With their backs to each other, they trail their hands over the side. Sand sprinkles from their fingers. They leap from the boat and kiss the sandy beach. Miguel comes nose to nose with a skull impaled by a cutlass.
All in favor of getting back into the boat, say aye.
Aye, aye. Go!
Altivo and Tulio hustle off. Miguel slowly follows. He turns back and extracts the map from his red shirt. An eagle-shaped rock lies by the mouth of a stream.
Hey! Miguel! I could use a little help!
Altivo waves the oar.
Miguel! Hello!
Tulio! We've done it!
What's that? The map? It's all right here!
You still have the map?
The whistling rock!
The stream!
You kept the map, but you couldn't grab a little more food!
Even those mountains! You said so yourself! It could be possible!
And it is! It really is the map to El Dorado!
You drank seawater, didn't you?
Oh, come on!
I'm not coming on!
I wouldn't set foot in that jungle for 1,000,000 pesetas!
How about 100,000,000? What?
I just thought that, after all, since El Dorado is the city of gold...
What's your point?
You know, dust, nuggets, bricks. A temple of gold where you can pluck gold from the very walls. But you don't want to go, so let's get back into the boat and row back to Spain. After all, it worked so well last time.
Wait.
Wait a minute. New plan. We find the city of gold. We take the gold. Then we go back to Spain.
And buy Spain!
Yeah!
That's the spirit! Come on, Tulio! We'll follow that trail!
Miguel draws a cutlass.
What trail?
From the sand.
The trail that we blaze!
He slashes the foliage. Solid rock is underneath.
That trail that we blaze!
Sí.
Tulio and Altivo shake their heads.
Oh, no.
Tulio grabs Altivo's reins.
Yo! Your horn hits me in the
butt. An orange armadillo meets a snake. Miguel breaks the branch they are on and heads into the jungle.
Here we come, brave and intrepid, and then some.
Miguel canters into the foliage.
Pioneers of Maximo, audacity whose resumes show that we are just a team to live where others merely dream.
You're
filling up our head of steam. On the trail we blaze.
They ride off together.
Changing legend into fact, we shall ride into history. Turning myth into truth, we shall surely gaze on the sweet unfolding of an antique mystery. All will be revealed on the trail we blaze.
Tulio picks his way across the stream. A piranha bites his backside. Miguel presents the cooked fish. The armadillo grabs it. They soak in a hot spring.
The promised land.
Monkeys run off with their clothes.
Quite unusual now.
They give chase.
Virgin vistas undefiled.
Then scratch in their returned attire. They cross a fallen log.
Hold the child. On the trail we play.
Their silhouettes shimmer on a waterfall.
The trail we blaze is a road uncharted to terra incognita, to a golden shrine.
Miguel consults a map. An image shows a crying face.
To be
He lowers the map. Across the stream is a carved visage with waterfalls pouring from the eyes.
Changing legend into fact. We shall ride into history, turning myth into truth. We shall surely gaze on the sweet unfolding.
In a thick fog, they follow Altivo onto a branch.
All will be revealed. On the trail we blaze.
The armadillo tumbles after them. They plummet down and roll to a stop at the base of a carved block. The map drifts onto Tullio's face. On the block, two figures in headdresses ride a serpent. Tullio peeks around the block. He scrapes it with his finger.
Miguel. Miguel, wake up. We're there.
We found it?
Oh, yeah. We found it.
Oh, fantastic! Where is it? How far?
Right here.
Where?
Here.
Behind the rock?
No, no. This is it.
Give me that. And this cup...
Apparently, El Dorado is native for... Great Big... Rock!
Rock! Rock!
Hey, but I tell you what, I'm feeling generous, so you can have my share.
You don't think Cortez could have gotten here before us
And what? Taken all the really big rocks? The scoundrel.
Tullio, we have to think about this. I mean, we've come all this way, and we should
get
really, you know,
on the horse. No, not with the face.
Stop.
Looks like there's a pass right over there.
A young woman dashes from the mist, her long, dark hair trailing behind her. She bears a bundle. Rounding the stone, she collides with Altivo. Men with spears burst into view and surround them. The woman tosses the bundle to Tullio. He tosses it back. A final throw hits him in the head.
Hello. Is this your rock? Sorry, we were just looking. We're tourists. We lost our group. Yes. May we go now?
The leader thrusts a spear under Tullio's chin.
Spears.
The leader waves his hand and heads off. Tullio and Miguel ride behind. The others drag the woman to her feet and follow.
Hey.
The woman clutches the bundle. The armadillo sees them head toward the wide waterfall. A sentinel with spear and shield stands high above. The leader in a spotted skin headdress that covers his back steps into the waterfall. Inside is a wide cave, supported by carved pillars. They step into boats and are pulled under arched columns. They pass square heads carved into the rock. A torch at the stern illuminates the gloom. A breeze extinguishes the flame. Ahead, golden light breaks through another stone arch. A gleaming gold object winks from the bundle. The woman covers it, wide-eyed. Tullio and Miguel look to the side. Mouths agape, they stare at the sunlight, filtering through the vines dangling from the arch.
It's El Dorado.
Stepped pyramids of warm stone rise from the banks of the river. Water spills from round, carved, brightly painted towers. Golden butterflies flutter past. In the distance, brown smoke drifts from a volcano. people line the walkway along the river. Colored fish larger than the boat glide under them. A woman stares at the boat and drops her large jug. The boats arrive at the base of the largest ziggurat. The leader alights and runs off. A man in a bird-beak headdress races off in the opposite direction. He leans close to a heavy-set man who is surrounded by children. The leader finds a man kneeling before a carved stone. He wears a turquoise medallion. Swirling green smoke rises in front of him. The man pushes the leader away and grins up at two stone figures riding a serpent. The figures become Miguel and Tulio. The people scowl as they ride past.
Well, it was nice working with you, partner.
Tulio, I just want you to know, I'm sorry about that girl in Barcelona.
Sir, you...
Behold! As the prophecies foretold, the time of judgment is now!
The man with the medallion stands at a landing at the ziggurat. The heavy-set man joins him.
Citizens! Did I not predict that the gods would come to us?
Tulio and Miguel look behind.
My lords, I am Xekelkon, your devoted high priest and speaker for the gods.
Xekelkon bows.
Hey.
I am Chief Tanabak. What names may we call you?
I am Miguel.
And I am Tulio.
They alight. Miguel catches his foot in the rain.
And they call us Miguel and Tulio.
Your arrival has been greatly anticipated.
My lords, how long will you be staying in El Dorado?
Aha! I see you've captured this temple-robbing thief. How would you have us punish her?
No. My lord, I am not a thief. The gods sent me a vision to bring them tribute from the temple to guide them here. My only wish is to serve the gods.
She looks to Miguel and Tulio, then darts her eyes to Xekelkon.
Release her, don't you think?
Then you will begin by returning this to its rightful place.
Xekelkon pushes her off. The armadillo climbs onto the landing.
My lords, why now do you choose to visit us?
Enough! You do not question the gods.
That's right! Do not question us, or we shall have to unleash our awesome and terrible power, and you don't want that.
Yes, we do.
You do?
Of course we do. Visit your wrath upon this non-believer. Show us the truth of your divinity.
Divinity. One moment.
They move away.
Miguel, you know that little voice that people have that tells them to quit when they're ahead?
You don't have one. But I'm sorry, I just got carried away.
Way away.
Maybe we should tell the truth and then beg for mercy. Right. Are you nuts? We'd be butchered alive. Yes, but they were suspicious. And if we don't come up with some sort of mega-cosmic event... I'm trying.
The volcano belches black smoke.
You first thing, you're...
Miguel slaps Tulio on the forehead.
Stop!
The people look up. The smoke is sucked back into the volcano. The people kneel before the two. Miguel smiles, then spreads his arms. Tulio does the same.
Don't make me start it up again, because I will.
The leader drops his spear and kneels. They strut toward the chief.
Oh, mighty lords. Let me show you to our temple.
Right. Temple. Step aside.
Frowning, the chief moves. He glances at the people, shrugs, and follows the three up the steep steps. The chief and Xekelkon arrive at the top. Tulio and Miguel drag themselves up the last step. The chief and Zekulkan look back. Tulio and Miguel straighten up. Altivo arrives. Bowing, the chief and Zekulkan open a curtain. Carved pillars flank a pool of water in the center of the room.
To commemorate your arrival, I propose a reverent ceremony at dawn.
Then perhaps I could prepare a glorious feast for you tonight.
Which would you prefer?
Both? Both. Both. Both is good.
My lord.
My lords.
And so dawns the age of the Jaguar. Happy New Year.
Hey.
Hey.
The woman peeks from behind a pillar.
It's an entire city of suckers. We just have to keep this up long enough to load up on the gold and then get the hell out of here.
Tulio, we'll be living like kings.
Miguel and Tulio.
Tulio and Miguel, mighty and powerful gods.
Hello.
Ah! What?
Depart, mortal, before we strike you with a lightning bolt.
She inspects the gold figure.
Beware the wrath of the gods. Be God.
Save it for the high priest, honey. You're gonna need it.
Miguel, it's not working. Miguel, we've been caught.
Oh, no, don't worry about me, boys. My only wish is to serve the gods. Remember?
How?
Well, if you guys want the gold and you don't want to get caught, right? You're going to need my help.
Sure, what makes you think we need your help?
Are you serious?
Okay, so, who are you?
Yeah, what's your angle?
No angle. I want it.
In?
On the scam.
There's no scam. Why would you think there's a...
Why?
So I can get out.
I thought she just said she wanted in.
She wants in so she can get out.
Ah, got it. Why?
Think you're the only ones who dream of better things? Of adventure? You've got your reasons, and I've got mine. Let's not make it personal, okay? It's just business.
Oh.
So when you guys are ready to go back to wherever you came from, I'm going with you.
No, don't think so.
Tulio removes her hand from his neck.
All right. Fine. After all, I'm sure you know the proper rituals for blessing a tribute. The holiest days on the calendar. Oh, and of course you know all about Shibalba. Okay. Good luck.
She sways toward the curtain.
See you at the execution.
Wait. Oh, hold it.
Deal?
Deal.
Not yet. Let's just see how this works out.
Uh-huh. Well, then I suppose that means you'll want these back?
She offers the dice.
How'd you get those?
Where is she keeping them?
Call me Chell, your new partner.
That's partner in training.
Now put these on.
She tosses fabric at them.
The public's waiting.
They remove their shirts.
Do you mind?
No. Oh. excuse me. Bye.
Maybe they should call this place Cheldorado.
She's... Whoa, she's trouble. Wait a minute.
What?
The little voice. Remember the little voice? Just for a second, imagine that you have one. What would it be saying about Chel? No, listen. We are
partners.
We're partners.
We have a plan, remember?
Get the gold, go back to Spain.
Yes, and we are pretending to be gods. Now, put Chell in the mix. What is the voice saying? Listen carefully.
Chell is off limits?
Bravo! Chell is off limits. Shake on it.
Off limits.
Besides, we're supposed to be gods. We must avoid giving in to temptation.
Gods? Oh. This is going to be tougher than I thought.
Julio, relax. All you have to do is smile.
Act godly and follow my lead.
They wear the fabric tied around their waists and feather headdresses.
Big smile, like you mean it.
The chief addresses the people.
1, 2, 3.
I hardly think I'm qualified to come across all sanctified. I just don't cut it with the cherubim.
Julia, what are you talking about?
There again, they're on their knees. Being worshipped is a breeze, which rather suits us in the interim.
It's me and him.
Oh, my God. It's up to be a god. When really, you're a sham. Be an object of devotion. Be the subject of song. It's a rather touching notion. All those prayers and those salams. And who am I to bridle if I'm forced to be an idol? If they say that I'm a god, that's what I am. What's more, if we don't comply with the locals' wishes, I can see us being sacrificed or stuffed.
You have a point there. Very good thinking.
So, let's be gods. The perks are great.
Yeah.
El Dorado on a plate.
Thank you.
Local feeling should not be rebuffed.
Never rebuff, never rebuff a local feeling. No, my friend.
It's tough to be a god. But if you get the people's nod, count your blessings,
yeah,
keep them sweet. That's our advice.
It's great advice.
Be a symbol of perfection.
Be a legend.
Be a cult. Take their praise. Take a collection as the multitudes exult.
Don a supernatural habit.
We'd be crazy not to grab it.
You got it.
So sign on to new gods for paradise. Paradise.
They toast each other. Altivo staggers and the stars spin overhead.
Ah! Good morning, my lords. He's back.
Oh, no.
And now it's my turn. The gods have awakened!
A litter sits on a landing high above a canyon. Tulio falls from the litter. Chell passes, scattering flower petals.
Hey, Chell, what's going on?
It's not gonna be good.
Thank you.
This city has been granted a great blessing. And what have we done to show our gratitude? A meager celebration. The gods deserve a proper tribute!
Three men carrying a sack.
The beginning of a new era! The dawning of a new age! Demands!
Sacrifice!
The sack disappears in a green light. A man slumps, his hands bound.
I don't like this.
Julia, we've got to do something.
Zeko Khan with a jagged sword prods the man toward the edge. Far below, a dark whirlpool churns. Zeko Khan raises the sword.
Stop! This is not a proper tribute.
You do not want the tribute?
No. We want tribute. It's just that, Tullio, tell him. The stars are not in position for this tribute. Like he says, stars can't do it. Not today.
Miguel drags the man away.
Ah, well, perhaps it is possible I misread the heavens.
Don't worry about it. To err is human, to forgive.
My lords, may the people of El Dorado offer you our tribute.
Young women carry trays filled with gold vessels. They gleam in the sunlight.
My lords, does this please you?
Yes, very nice. Certainly yes, acceptable.
Lovely. It'll do.
The gods have chosen! To Shivalva?
Chell shakes her head.
To Shivalva!
Great.
The women cast the objects into the air. They tumble and fall into the whirlpool.
Hey, Chell, what are they doing?
They're sending it to Shivalva. The spirit world.
Spirit world.
I'll take care of it. Excuse me. Chief gods have changed their minds about Shivalva. They wish to bask in the reverence that has been shown them.
Stop! They wish to bask! Take the tribute to the god's temple!
Chell joins them.
Nice going.
Zeko Khan scowls.
Smile while you can.
Cortez crushes a skull on the beach. The rowboat sits on the shore.
Well. What have we here?
Footprints lead into the jungle. Tullio and Miguel travel in the litter.
Tons of gold for me.
Tons of gold for we.
Not bad for a day's work, eh?
No, not bad at all.
Yeah, we just became richer than the King of Spain.
Well, actually, speaking of kings, the chief and high priest seem a bit, tense.
Buenos dias.
Listen, all we have to do is keep playing the one against the other. You know, do a little god dance, chant some mystic mumbo-jumbo, dazzle them with some smoke and mirrors, and then get the hell back to Spain.
Tullio, how are we gonna get all this back to Spain?
A boat.
We really hate to be ascending so soon, but some urgent business has come up, you know, family matters, you know, and it's just
a bit... Yeah, family.
Bada bee, bada boom, you know what I mean.
Oh, we expected you to be staying with us for the next 1,000 years.
Well, as we say in the spirit world, there's your plan and then there's the God's plan. Mm-hmm. And our plan calls for a boat, because we're going to ascend kind of in a horizontal pattern at first, and then we're going to go vertical... as we get further out to sea.
Ooh, to build a boat large and glorious enough would take about a week.
A week? I wonder how long it would take Zekel Khan to do it.
But for the gods, 3 days.
Well, if that's the best you can do.
Well, perhaps if you were not burdened with so much tribute, you could leave sooner.
I like it here. Miguel?
Yep, 3 days is just fine.
Outside.
No, 3 days is not fine.
This is a real...
He offers square gold earrings to Chell.
These are the ones.
Thank you.
Problem. Miguel, how are we going to keep this up for 3 days?
You worry too much.
No, I worry exactly the right amount. You can never worry too much. We just have to lie low.
But, Tullio, this place is amazing. I mean, I wonder what's...
No! Don't even move!
Tullio,
you're moving!
Just
hey! Hey! Hey!
Come on.
I gotta put...
Stay.
Just stand there.
Miguel balances on one foot.
For 3 days?
Yes!
Exactly. For 3 days. Don't even breathe. All right?
All right. We lie low.
Promise?
Yeah. All right.
Great. Good. Okay. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to gloat over my gold.
Tullio kisses a gold figure.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you really shouldn't miss it.
I know, but I couldn't.
Go ahead. I'll cover for you.
Oh, good. Thanks. So, what happened to Altivo?
I don't know.
Hey, what happened to Miguel?
I don't know.
Oh, my God! He's gone! Miguel's gone! He's loose! What am I gonna do? Oh, no!
Oh, Miguel is right. You worry so much.
She kneads his shoulders and rubs his back.
Mo! No! Big trouble! Whoa! Look, sweetheart, we're in the middle of a con here, walking the razor's edge. On the one hand, gold. On the other hand, painful, agonizing failure. I can't afford any distractions. So, I'm sorry. So sorry. But perhaps another time? Another place?
Too bad. I'm free now.
I'm not really sure I trust you.
I'm not really asking you to trust me, am I?
Okay.
He rubs her bare shoulders. Miguel strolls the city while colorful birds fly overhead. Two people rush past. He enters a deserted square.
Excuse me? Hey, where is everybody?
They've been cleared from the streets, my lord, so the city can be cleansed, as you ordered.
Cleansed?
Yes, so the age of the jaguar can begin, as you ordered.
Guards stand over a cowering man.
Hey, stop that! Hey, stand back! What are you doing? Stop that!
But my lord, anyone who disobeys your orders must be punished, as you ordered.
Seems I've been giving a lot of orders, haven't I?
Tekel Khan has made your commands clear, my lord.
Really?
Here's an order. Take the day off.
Are you all right?
Miguel offers his hand.
Here.
The man presents his gold earrings.
Oh, no. It's all right. Please.
The man drops them, flees, and collides with a pole. A drum falls. Miguel creates a lute from the drum.
Hey, Altivo. There you are.
A child rides him, and two huddle under him. The children come closer. Adults and more children join them.
The more I learn,
more I see.
Miguel gives the lute to a man.
The less the world impassions me. The hungry heart, the roving eye, have come to rest, do not apply.
Miguel joins the others on a ride. With ropes tied to their ankles, they spin from the top of a tall pole.
Crazy ride, the thrill has gone. I step outside.
He catches a ride on the back of a giant turtle with three men as it glides through the lagoon.
Showing me by just existing, only this is true. I love you.
Miguel tips a domino and starts the transformation of a blue crescent moon and stars into a golden sun in the center of a circular courtyard.
Were it not for you, show me by just existing, only this is true. Oh, I love you.
Small boys offer their ball. They juggle it and pass it to Miguel. He joins them. The chief looks on and smiles. Zekokan observes from his temple. He consults a book with the image of a heavy-set man carrying a sword.
This is not what I expected. Perhaps Lord Tullio will enlighten me. How do I look?
Oh, well, you...
Oh, shut up.
Whoa!
My lord?
Hello?
High priest! Ow. What's he gonna think if he finds one of the gods like this with me?
Lucky god?
Hello?
She propels him across the room.
Oh, Zekokan, what brings you here?
I humbly request an audience with you, my lord.
Lord, yes. What can I do for you?
My lord, I have just seen Lord Miguel out among the people.
Really?
If I may be so bold as to offer some advice.
All right. Shoot.
My lord, you are perfect.
Well, go on.
But in your perfection, you cannot know how imperfect humans are.
He conjures animals.
Like snakes. Spineless and slippery. They are as untrustworthy as rats. Stealing and cheating with no remorse. Spinning webs of lies like spiders.
Stop it! That's disgusting.
The animals disappear.
They're beyond disgusting.
Yeah, way beyond.
Then we're in agreement. I'll begin the necessary preparations immediately. Now, do you wish to have your victims bound to an altar? Or would you prefer them free range? And will you be devouring their essence whole, or piece by piece?
Zach, you've lost me.
My lord, these people will not respect you if they do not fear you.
And, of course, we'll make them fear us. By...
A sacrifice, as it is prophesied. The history of the Age of the Jaguar will be written in...
Ink?
Blood!
Blood! Oh, right. Of course. I should probably consult, though, with Lord Miguel. This is fairly important stuff. I should discuss the entire, blood issue right away. Excuse us, won't you? Let's go.
Finally, we're connecting.
He wipes away a tear. Cortez, on horseback, leads his men by a bird-shaped opening.
This way.
What do you think you're doing?
Lying low.
Look, change of plans. We have to grab what we can carry and get out of here now.
What? Why?
Because the high priest is nuts.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah, like he said.
The gods should not be playing ball like this.
Well, exactly.
This is how the gods should play ball!
The sand area becomes a stone stadium.
But don't blame me.
I blame you. What is the object of this game, pray tell?
You gotta knock the ball through the hoop.
What hoop?
That hoop.
A vertical gold hoop is high overhead.
It's impossible. We're gonna lose.
Gods don't lose.
Zekokon snaps his fingers, and a group of men pound in.
My lords, Chief Tenebuck's warriors are the finest ball players in the city.
15 mere mortals against 2 gods.
I realize it's a bit uneven, but I do hope they'll challenge you enough to make the game interesting.
Play ball!
Crush them into the dust.
Enjoy.
The team advances and launches the ball to Tullio, who ducks.
My lords, were you not supposed to put the ball into play?
Oh! Well, no. We were merely demonstrating the traditional the first avoidance maneuver.
Ah. I've never heard of such a thing.
Excuse me. Who invented this game?
What? The gods! Of course.
I'm warning you, don't push your luck with this guy.
But Tullio, we're the gods.
Miguel rolls the ball down his back and kicks it. The team passes with their hips and feet. Miguel's shot falls short.
Tullio! A hit!
Tullio shoots and misses.
This is impossible.
The team scores. A gold brick is placed on a step. They score again with a bicycle kick. A second brick is added. The shadow lengthens on the field. The stair of gold bricks grows higher. One step remains.
No! That was a foul!
Ah! The ball narrowly misses Chell and the armadillo, who rolls up.
How long does this go on, anyway?
The game is over when the shadow touches this line.
We need a miracle.
No, we need to cheat.
She holds up the armadillo ball. It rolls from Tullio's hands, avoiding 2 players. It bounces up the wall and through the hoop. The team shoots. As the ball nears the hoop, it expands and falls back. Tullio shoots and makes it. Miguel scores. Another shot circles the hoop, then bounces back and forth through it. Zekokon smiles. The gold bricks are even.
Who's the guy?
You the guy.
No, you
the guy. Fine.
The armadillo bounces into a barrel of balls. Chell grabs one and tosses it into play. The armadillo crawls out of the barrel and collapses. Tullio and Miguel ride Altivo and juggle the ball between them. Chell holds the armadillo. Altivo jumps. Tullio elbows Miguel in the forehead. Falling, Miguel bicycle kicks the ball toward the hoop. It lands in the hoop as the shadow nears the line. Altivo kicks the wall, and the ball falls through.
I love this game! Yes!
Well done, partner.
Yes.
My lords, congratulations on your victory. And now you will, of course, wish to have the losing team sacrifice to your glory.
Not again. Look, Zekokon!
There, Miguel.
Forget the sacrifices.
Miguel.
We don't want any sacrifices.
But all of the sacred writings say that you will devour the wicked and the unrighteous.
Well, I don't see anyone here who fits that description.
Well, as speaker for the gods, it would be my privilege to point them out.
The gods are speaking for themselves now. This city and these people have no need for you anymore. There will be no sacrifices. Not now, not ever. Get up!
The chief waves. Zekokan's eyes narrow as he spots the cut on Miguel's brow. A drop of blood trickles down.
As the gods, Honan.
The team raises Tulio and Miguel on their shoulders.
Hey, not bad for my first commandment, huh?
Miguel, the little voice gets to me.
Fine.
Do you know why the gods
demand blood?
Well, I don't know.
Because gods don't bleed.
He smears his bloody hand on a stone god. The wound closes with a green light.
It's time to take the future into my own hands. And the city will be cleansed. Even if I have to do it myself.
How?
There are dark magics here. And power. And oh, my. It's not called the Age of the Jaguar for nothing. This will be a delightful way to bid the false gods goodbye.
A log is hewn into a boat. Miguel poses upside down for a carving. Tulio hands Chell a flower. She sniffs it. The petals are birds. They fly away. Altiva receives gold horseshoes. The boat nears completion.
Well, it's, nice.
Nice?
Yes, nice.
But?
Is it really fit for the gods?
My lord.
I have been around boats, believe me. And that, the pointy, tall, the long up and down thing.
The mast?
The mast, yes, mast is good. Well, look at it. I mean, there's not nearly enough, rope.
Rope?
Yes, rope, exactly my point. Vertical ascension requires a lot more, rope.
My lord.
And look at this. This doesn't look at all secure. Chief, I'm sorry, but all in all, it is a complete do-over.
Miguel leans on the gunwale. The chief considers him.
Do you know, Lord Miguel, if you wish to stay, you only need to say so.
You mean forever?
Of course.
Oh, no, I can't. I have to go back with Tulio. We're partners.
Big plans in the other world, huh?
Yep. Big plans.
Well, then, I better go get some more rope, huh?
Oh, Chief, forget about the rope. My mistake.
Hey, to err is human.
Miguel pauses in his climb out of the boat. The chief tamps his cigar on his gold cuff and smiles. In the god's temple.
Half?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I'll tell you what. I'll let you come back to Spain with us.
Like you wanted.
And, yeah, I can see my way clear to throwing you 10%.
You know, maybe I won't go to Spain with you and take a third.
Oh, like you don't want to go to Spain.
Oh, like you don't want me to want to go to Spain.
I want you to want...
Mm-hmm.
What you want.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
All right. Cards on the table. I want you to come to Spain with me and Miguel. Mostly me. Especially me. Only me. Forget Miguel.
Well, as long as that's what you want. Me too.
Okay. Deal?
Deal.
She drops a gold tray and kisses him. Miguel leans by the curtained opening. Altivo arrives.
Forget Miguel. Well, forget Tulio.
He closes Altivo's gaping mouth and stalks off. The priest's acolyte stirs a green liquid in a stone basin.
Well, is it ready?
He scoops them into a bowl. Then adds a tiny umbrella.
Oh. It seems to be missing something. Ah, that's it. It needs more body.
Zekulkan dumps the acolyte into the basin. Green flames shoot out. They slam Zekulkan across the room and into the stone. Green liquid ripples through the channels in the stone and across the floor to the blue stone jaguar statue. Its eyes glow green. Zekulkan's eyes glow. He jerks away from the stone. The statue separates from the wall. He is thrown to the ground and looks up into the face of the jaguar. The stone tablet falls and fractures.
Command.
The jaguar mimics his gestures.
Gods deserve a proper tribute.
Stop! There'll be no sacrifices!
That kid does you better than you do. Some send-off, huh?
We're finally at the go back to Spain and live like kings part.
Tulio waves at Chell.
Well, isn't King kind of a step down from God?
What? Whoa, Miguel. We can't stay here. We have a plan, remember?
How about we forget the plan?
The jaguar bursts from the temple.
Everyone will know the truth of your divinity.
The jaguar stomps after the fleeing people. Spears bounce off it. A guard is crushed and dangles from the jaguar's mouth.
I'm okay! I'm still okay!
Come on!
Chell joins Miguel and Tulio on Altivo. They ride just ahead of the rampaging jaguar. Altivo struggles up a stairway. The jaguar crumbles the steps. Altivo slides down and kicks the jaguar in the eye, fracturing it. Zekulkan covers his eye. The jaguar swings a stone paw and the riders fly off. The jaguar bears down on Chell, seeing her through a broken eye.
Altivo, get Chell out of there!
They leap from a wall and lead the jaguar toward a narrow opening. They slip through. The jaguar flails and sends boulders sailing. Miguel and Tulio scramble on. The jaguar follows, breaking the surface of the volcano. The jaguar swipes, and a slab of rock carries the two toward the lava. The Jaguar slides into the magma.
Move!
Tulio grabs Miguel and they jump on the Jaguar's head. They run along his body.
Jump!
They leap from the tip of the tail as the Jaguar sinks into the orange liquid. The head rises behind them. They back away and run, stopping on the platform. They teeter at the edge. Zekulkan appears.
I know what you are. And I know what you are not. And you are not gods!
You're not a god? You lied to me?
Tulio darts his eyes toward Zekulkan.
How dare you!
Hey, it was his stupid plan!
What? My plan was that we should lie low. But your plan was to run off and be all, oh, look at me, I'm a god.
That's not true.
No? Who are you kidding? You're buying your own con.
At least I'm not dating mine.
Ooh, low blow. Listen, Mr. High and Mighty, we'd both be sailing out of here with a mountain of gold if you had just listened to me.
Well, now you've got all the precious gold and Chell. So what do you need me for?
Well, maybe I don't need you anymore.
Well, then why don't you just go back to Spain and I'll stay here and we'll both get what we want.
That's fine with me, pal.
Fine with me, too. Fine.
Ouch.
Okay.
All right.
They swing and connect with Zekulkan.
Tie him up.
They grab Vine and race toward him. The Jaguar stalks forward. They jump to the side and dangle. The Jaguar pounces and stands over Zekulkan at the edge of the platform. The platform cracks and plunges down the canyon and into the whirlpool. Zekulkan is swept away in the strong current. Surfaces and drags himself to shore at the feet of Cortez. Cortez becomes the image in the sacred book.
My lord. Where did you get this?
Cortez eyes the earrings.
That was good, huh?
Miguel climbs the rope. The people gather around and lift him to their shoulders.
Hey, help, please.
Chitani! Chitani! Decided to stay.
Oh, this is wonderful news. What a glorious day for El Dorado.
Lord Miguel has decided to live among us.
Tulio! Is everything okay?
Chell hurries to Tulio. He stares at Miguel, who shrugs.
Everything is fine.
Tulio stands alone atop their temple. The wind brushes his dark hair. He scans his surroundings. He enters the temple and passes Miguel.
There isn't much I haven't shared with you along the road. And through it all, there'll always be tomorrow's episode.
Tulio tears up the map.
Suddenly, that isn't true. There's another.
He flings a sack filled with gold over his shoulder and whacks Miguel in the back of the head.
Divide. Ask no questions. Take no side.
Miguel dons a headdress and drapes a blue cape over his shoulders. Reflected in the gold mirror, Tulio leaves.
All I I know is all we had is over.
Tulio stops at the top of the stairs. Miguel walks to the top of the stairs. Tulio looks to Miguel, who avoids his gaze. Tulio descends.
Never say goodbye.
The chief offers his hand, then jerks it away. Tulio puts out his hand. The chief gives him a bear hug. Miguel approaches Miguel. He smiles, shrugs, and offers his hand. She kisses him.
Friends never say goodbye.
Tulio high fives the children.
Never say goodbye.
Altivo licks Tulio's hand. Tulio rubs Altivo's nose, then turns to go. Altivo licks and soaks his head. Miguel stands next to the chief. The chief nods and darts his eyes in Tulio's direction. Tulio brushes the moisture from his hair.
Friends never say goodbye.
Chell waits by the ladder to the boat filled with gold.
Never say
well, good luck.
Yeah, you too.
Arm in arm, Chell and Tulio move to the boat. Miguel turns away. Altivo spies smoke rising from the hilltops.
Cortez.
My lord, what is it?
Chief Dani! Chief Dani! Approaching the city. It's an army of strangers.
We are safe here. They'll never find the gate to the city.
But, sire, they are being led by Tekka.
He survived!
Warriors! Prepare yourselves for battle!
Chief, you cannot fight them!
Then how can we stop them? We can't.
Tulio strokes his chin and glances at the gate.
One moment, please.
He clears the table and sets up gold objects.
Okay. Here's the gate. Here's the boat. Here's the gate.
Okay.
Here's the boat. Well, here's the goat, and here's the bait.
The armadillo drops a gold cup of water that rolls into the gate and destroys it.
That's it. We'll crash the boat into the pillars.
That's it? I mean, but... what about the gold?
Well... Chief! Chief? Got a plan.
Men drop ropes from the top of the round towers. Miguel watches.
Hold the line steady. They're almost in place.
Zekelkon directs Cortez and his men.
It better be there. For your sake.
The boat sails with Chell at the tiller. Miguel and Tulio stare at one another. Tulio looks away.
Okay, Chief! On my signal! Ready! Hit the pillars! Now!
Logs pound at the stones at the base of the towers. Stones crush faster.
They're breaking too fast.
Tulio, the sail.
He tugs at the line.
It's stuck!
The boat sails close to the tower. The ropes snap. The chief pulls with the others.
They're not gonna make it!
Help, Tebow!
Miguel jumps on and canters down the steps. They race the tilting tower.
Are you crazy?
Altivo leaps to the boat. Miguel soars off. He grabs the sail. It unfurls. And he drops to the deck.
Get off the boat, Miguel, or you'll never see the city again.
I know. You don't think I'm gonna let you have all the fun, do you?
Come on, we've got a
wave
to catch!
Miguel tosses Tulio an oar. Miguel salutes the chief, who nods and releases the ropes. The tower hits the water. A cresting wave carries the boat toward the gate. Tulio struggles with the tiller.
Get out of the way!
Chell and Miguel duck. Tulio strains to see over the piles of gold. The boat rockets through the gate. A carving hanging from the roof brushes gold overboard. They careen off the walls, and more gold is tossed off.
You're gonna have to hit it broadside!
That's your plan! Get the gold!
I know! Just turn!
The bow hits first, and the stern swings around. The four sail off. Behind them, the supporting pillars crack and crumble. The roof soon follows. The surge of water blows through the waterfall. Hide behind some rocks. With a smile on his face, Zekelkhan leads Cortez and his soldiers to the falls. The mist clears to reveal a wall of fallen rock.
Heathen. There's nothing here at all.
No. Wait.
Men, seize him.
Clark!
There is no El Dorado here. Onward, men.
Chell waves at Zekelkhan.
Wait! No, wait!
Now that was an adventure.
Yes, it was. And
it was so much gold!
Altivo hides his shoes.
I'm fine.
Good. Let's go.
Miguel stands and offers his hand.
Partner.
Hey, guys! Come on! You don't want to stay here forever, do you?
But we don't have a map.
We don't have a plan.
That's what makes it interesting.
You're right! What are we waiting for?
Let's follow that trail!
Yeah! Oh, sweet!
Come on, boy!
I'm pulling up an antique mystery.
Now,
I will be revealed.
Words appear.
On the end.
Credits appear. Directed by Eric Bibo Bergeron, Don Paul. Executive producer, Jeffrey Katzenberg. Produced by Bonnie Radford, Brooke Breton. Co-executive producer, Bill Domaschitz. Written by Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio. Music by Elton John. Written by Tim Rice. Score composed by Hans Zimmer and John Powell. Production designer, Christian Schellwald. Art directors, Raymond Zeebach, Paul Lassane, Wendell Lou. Voice talent, Tulio, Kevin Klein. Miguel, Kenneth Brana. Chell, Rosie Perez. Zekelkon, Armand Asante. Chief, Edward James Almost. Cortez, Jim Cummings. Altivo, Frank Welker. Zaragoza, Tobin Bell. Accolade, Duncan Marjora Bank. Kid 1, Elijah Cheong. Kid 2, Cyrus Shaka Khan. Narrator, Elton John. Narrated by Amber McLean. Written by Terry Grossman. Video description produced by WeCTV.com.
We had it all and watched it slip away. Where are we now? Not where we want to be. Those hot afternoons still follow me. Someday out of the blue, maybe years from now or tomorrow night, I'll turn and I'll see you as if we always knew. Someday we would live again someday soon.